Alarm 101.3.
101.3.
You're waking up with Tony and best-selling author, newspaper columnist, and motivational speaker, Pam Sherman.
The Suburban Outlaw on Warm 101.3.
So I have discovered something that I used to love. Reading.
Huh?
Real books. I can't... I have so many books on the Kindle that I forget that I've bought. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, why did I even get this? And I really find that the Kindle doesn't... It's fine if I'm going...
I don't know.
It's not the same as flipping the page. It's a great thing, yeah.
But you're right. I mean, I know, you know, our generation, we like the books. Okay,
and I like actual magazines. I really, in the last 5 years, have read everything on a Kindle. And then sometimes if I like it on the Kindle, I'll buy the actual book so I keep it on my shelf so I have that, which is
really?
Kind of
That's
silly kind if
of
you
nuts.
Think about it,
Why
right? that I'm paying twice. But it was a great discovery this summer, and it happened because we were going on a beach vacation, and I thought, well, I can't bring my iPad out to the beach because I can't see, and don't send me all those emails about there's a Kindle that looks like paper.
It doesn't
look like paper. It doesn't feel like paper. I don't feel like I get the I love to look through a bookstore and look at the cover. I want to judge a book by its cover.
I really do. Yeah.
And so I was so excited to learn, and I probably learned about this 2 years ago, of this Maplewood section of West Rondequoit.
Mm-hmm.
Restaurandequoit.
There you go. Yeah.
I can say it. Say it 10 times fast. Toy boat. And they have been meeting these ladies. The only criteria is that they live in the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. There's about 30 of them about each year. And it is a 66-year-old book club.
That's amazing.
So what they do, and it's not like your typical book club.
So you mean Oprah didn't have the idea originally?
I don't think so.
I guess not.
But I thought this was brilliant. They each buy books that are printed in the year of the book club, so 2018, and then they just pass them around. So it's not like everybody's reading the same book, but everybody in the end will read all the same books.
All right.
So that you every month get a new book from your neighbor, and then you meet and have cocktails and talk about what you read and maybe get the person
excited. Cool.
It's really cool, because I think one of the reasons I didn't like book club was I was like, I don't want to read what they're reading right now, or... I'd really just rather drink, or I didn't read it. Now I probably can't go because I can't. I have nothing to add to the conversation.
Right.
The cover was nice. So these people, it's like the chill book club, and that's probably why it's last. And it's cool because I got to interact with this professor from University of Buffalo, who's just come up with new research to prove what we already know. Her name is Dr. Melanie Green. She's a communications professor. I love her work on storytelling. And her research is all about how reading makes you more empathetic. It lowers stress levels.
Yeah.
And it is good for the soul, proving what we all know to
be
true.
There you go.
Warm 101.3.
For more Pam Sherman, click on the Suburban Outlaw link now at warm1013.com.
Warm1013.com.